This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Angel Lee Trevino. Date of birth is December the 10th, 2004. Case ID number is 704-3485. Date of exam, 11/9/2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/23/2023 and a disability report dated 2023. Identifying information. This is an 18-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of asthma, comma, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, schizophrenia, comma, and anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked at this time. He did graduate from high school in a special ed program, and he lives in a house with his grandmother who has raised him all these years, and does minimal activity at home. He has been presently on disability for approximately 10 years. Allegations, number one, asthma. Number two, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / schizophrenia / anxiety. History of allegations, number one, asthma. The claimant states that in 2005, he was diagnosed with asthma secondary to allergies. He states that his asthma comes about when he's walked approximately 1 mile, comma, climbs 2 flights of stairs, comma, occasionally talking, comma, and sometimes with seasonal changes. He denies any history of smoking. The claimant has never been to the emergency room or hospitalized for asthma. He has never had pneumonia or any kind of bronchitis. He is presently on Ventolin HFA, one puff, PRN is needed, and he does have the albuterol machine, 0.083% QD PRN is needed as well. His condition appears to be stable, and he was diagnosed with asthma secondary to allergies. Allegation number two, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / schizophrenia / anxiety. The claimant states that in 2005, he was having symptoms of insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, with positive psychotic features where he was hearing voices, comma, and difficulty in understanding things that were going on around him. He did not deny being nervous, comma, having anxiety, comma, bad thoughts, comma, repetitive bad thoughts, comma, or any kind of suicidal ideation or any suicidal attempts in the past. He states he does get very frustrated and is angry about his situation because he has difficulty understanding. He did receive speech therapy and has a history of stuttering. At the present time, he lives with his grandmother. He has not taken any classes for possible any kind of job training in the future. And he states that he desires to work, but feels that he would be a failure if he tried. Family history, he did not know his father. His mother is 40 and has multiple psychiatric problems at this time. Medications, clonidine, hydrochloride, 0.1 milligrams, QD, which is being used for his attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Risperidone, 1 milligram, BID. for his anxiety and also for his attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Cuobri ER, 200 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, which is also for his attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The medication is spelled Q-E-U-B-R-E-E. Divalproex, sodium, DR, 500 milligrams QD, for manic depressive disorder and migraine headaches. Albuterol solution, 0.083% QD as needed for respiratory problems. Trazodone, 50 milligrams QHS for depression and anxiety. And Ventolin HFA, 1 puff PRN is needed for respiratory difficulty. Medical problems, hypertension, questionable scoliosis, learning disability, history of stuttering, mild decrease IQ, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, questionable schizophrenia, major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 251 pounds. Height, 6 feet. BP, 128 over 79 mmHg. Heart rate, 68 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 34. General. This is a 18-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his grandmother. H-E-E-N-T, can you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular corrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent, and he does stutter, and his mood was appropriate for the time. The claimant appears to have a mild decrease in IQ. He does appear to have clear thought processes, and his memory is fair. Concentration is fair, and he is oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well, except for some mild stuttering. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a mild decrease in IQ. And some signs of psychiatric dysfunction. Probable diagnoses, number one, asthma, dash, normal physical exam. Number two, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, schizophrenia, slash, and anxiety. Being treated at this time appears to be very fairly well controlled. He does have some stuttering and decreased mental IQ. However, I believe that he could be trained to do a job that does not require much understanding or mental or psychological ability in order to be able to support himself a little better at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Angel Lee Trevino.